We've covered a lot of ground in this course so far. Let's take a moment to review before you continue to the practice scenario. We defined and explained ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences. ACEs can have long-lasting effects on brain development, health, and behavior. You completed the ACE questionnaire and found out your own score. You also completed a resilience questionnaire to reflect on how your childhood may have provided protection against ACEs. We discussed the core values of trauma-informed care, including trustworthiness, transparency, collaboration, and empowerment. We listed some strategies for creating a safe environment and barriers you might experience in addressing violence. We shared techniques for active listening, open-ended questions, and helpful responses. We talked about positive messages for clients, protective factors, and attentive parenting. We shared ideas on how to provide referrals in a trauma-informed manner. Finally, we looked at secondary trauma and self-care strategies. When you take care of yourself, it's easier to take care of others. There are two big ideas to take away from this course. First, ACEs are common in our clients and can affect health and behavior. Second, there is hope, even for trauma survivors. You can use what you learned in this course to help clients cope with trauma and be better parents.